Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Man. Dude, can you even believe Tyler Hero last night?
You know, what he did was historic. Second most points ever by a player in the playoffs, 20 or under. Most points by a rookie off the bench in the playoffs. So, actually, I've seen him be big in big moments, but no, I don't believe that he just put up 37 in a game four in the Eastern Conference Finals.
His nuts were hanging. Oh, my God. He was taking – the shots he was taking was the shots like that a James Harden would take. A guy who's played in the league forever and has the cachet to get away with some of those shots. Like he doesn't have a care in the world. He plays like he doesn't have a care in the world. His ability to make threes on the move, like in that move, and you know, Miami runs it a lot where they just hand the handoff at the top of the key and then he can just set his feet real quick and elevate. When he gets to the rack, I mean, he's able to separate midair and Tyler Hero is really, really impressive. His game yesterday, that had to make you happy. I guess his, what was it, 37 or 39?
37.
37. His previous high score is 29.
In his career, well, college and in his short pro career, he hadn't ever scored 30 or more. The questions about him were, could he be a playmaker and a secondary ball handler coming in? And that was why he fell to where he did, which was 13th overall, and he's answered those questions and even been better since they started playing it after the stoppage. He is a player that was thought to be possibly in trade talks before the season started when they drafted him because of Westbrook stuff, the link to Miami, even the three-way deal where maybe the Heat got Chris Paul. His name was thrown in there, and the Heat were pretty bullish on not trading him, and you're seeing why. This is a guy whose game has flourished since leaving Kentucky. And the Heat have empowered him to be a guy who can do things off the dribble, which was a question. And it was pretty remarkable watching what he did last night at only 20 years old.
Well, this is just such a well-constructed line. I mean, Tyler Hero, 13th overall pick. Duncan Robinson, undrafted. Kendrick Nunn, undrafted. Dragic, a free agent added. Jimmy Butler, free agent added. Jay Crowder. I mean, he just picked up. Well, and they have some tall guys. Bam Adebayo, 14th overall pick.
Yeah.
I mean, well, no, you can't. If you're not drafted in the top three, then you can't get a player. You can.
Think about it. They got the 13th pick, 14th pick, and apparently they have stars on their hands. And this is after kind of missing on Justice Winslow. He was the 10th pick. He was the highest pick of those three, coming off a bad season, clearly, and they thought they caught a break because he fell to 10, and people were like, what did the Heat just grab? And he's been injury-prone. He was traded to Memphis, and they got Jay Crowder and Iguodala for him. So if they had even hit on that pick, who knows where they would be. But where they are right now is a game away from the finals. So watching that team play is – it's really, really fun. Ball movement. They're not even an up-tempo team, but in the half court, they move the ball around. They get open looks. And it's a surprise, certainly, but I think they're maybe a year or two ahead of schedule, but they're a game away from the finals.
Yeah. but look at the kind of, yeah, grabbing a Jay Crowder. Like that is such a big, big piece of the puzzle. Like Montrezl, you just get rid of him. I know you got Chris Paul. I get it, but that's so important to have a guy that's going to be physical and grab rebounds and get you some putbacks and actually make some buckets.
That's
that
the thing.
Strength and put and some power and some muscle
as
inside.
Much as I like PJ Tucker, I mean, he's not an explosive leaper. He's not going to get you the putbacks. That's a big part of his game that's missing.
Yeah.
He's physical. And he, you know, will take charges. But, I mean, at the end of the day, he's a little bit of a glorified Chuck Hayes. That's kind of who he is. He's a stretch Chuck Hayes who can get out and hit from the corner at times. He'll guard a lot of different people. He braces up. He's not going to block a shot. He's not going to be a great rebounder.
All you have to do is face him and just shoot over him.
Of course. I mean, you're talking about the most athletic big in the league versus a stubby big man.
That's what you got to beat, though. It's not Golden State.
He should never be guarding him in a real world.
But they're built to beat Golden State, but Golden State was the worst team in the league.
Next year they won't be.
Well, but guess who's still going to be good? The Lakers, and you ain't getting past them. And you ain't getting past the Clippers, and you ain't getting past...
The Nuggets?
No, you ain't. So you've got to change...
What changed? Oh, what changed?
You kind of get bigger.
What? Like a Willie Cauley Stein? That's fine. That's not going to change how you. I mean, Clint Capella didn't change how you played. My buddy Rodney made a great point when they signed Capella. He goes, "This is so stupid. I know Capella's coming off a good year, but you can't get emotional. He's a lob catcher." He can block shots and catch lobs.
I don't want those guys.
You can get those guys for $4 million.
Did Bam Adebayo change things there?
Yeah.
Did Kelly Olynyk? Did Jay Crowder change things there? They're part of what? They picked up guys that fit in.
Kelly Olynyk was
could
a good
shoot. Tyler Hero, and Duncan Robinson, and Jimmy Butler. Holy crap! And you know what? You're talking
about a team that's their first time there. It's not like the Rockets haven't gotten to the Western Conference Finals. Right now, the Heat are in a position. I'll also tell you I don't think the
Heat won championships.
Well, no, but you're talking about this Heat team.
Well, right.
This iteration.
After that iteration, the
LeBron.
You know what he did? You know what they did? They scrapped it and said, now we start over.
How many years?
They've made 14. The playoffs.
Yeah, but what I would tell you.
I'll take what the Heat have done over the
Rockets. What I would tell you is
then
move James Harden if you want to get to that.
Okay.
Good. We're on the same page.
Okay.
It's time to trade James Harden.
Do the show.
What? No, he said what teams?
No, what teams?
You got to say what teams.
What teams? Oh, yeah. I'm doing both parts.
I don't want Sixers losers, by the way. Sixers have a bunch of losers.
No, I don't want them. Ben Simmons.
I don't want a team that has a.
You want to. Analytics, Ben Simmons?
I don't want any crybaby-ass players. No crybaby-ass, which means Joel Embiid, the oft-injured, and all he does is either get injured, cry, or do commercials, or sit on social media. No thanks. Show me a guy that actually makes it happen. If you're crying on the court, I don't want you. No offense, unless you've just been eliminated.
Well, that's when he cried.
From a series. That's true. That's true, but he probably cried before that.
Okay.
He didn't like when Jimmy Butler was there.
No, he liked Jimmy. That's the problem.
He liked him and wanted him gone.
No.
Too rough. Jimmy's too rough in practice.
I think that was Cat and Andy.
I know, Cat. It was really Minnesota.
This is terrible. Bigger nuts in the playoffs. Tyler Hero, Jamal Murray, or James Harden.
I'm not answering that question. Delete that person. Block them from saying things like that again.
Steve.
I don't want to think about it.
Cousins just signed an extension. I must have missed that.
With the Lake? Oh, Kirk again? With the Vikings? Another one?
Boogie or Kirk?
No, I think it's.
I think I'd rather sign Boogie Cousins right now.
He's never healthy. But maybe he did.
Maybe he did.
Carolina did sign Bridgewater. We know that, but I think there was a couple years that he didn't get out of there for 2 years.
Yeah. Oh yeah, March 2 year in the middle, right when the pandemic was hitting, he kind of snuck in a 2 year, $66 million. Yeah, 2 years, $66 million. But be careful because the pandemic is about to kill you.
Guaranteed.
So, hold on, would you?
All guaranteed.
Fully guaranteed.
Well, that's right. He won a playoff game, so.
Of course. All of his money has been fully guaranteed.
He's won
for the last. It will be 7 straight years of fully guaranteed money. Getting back to his double franchise tag.
I don't hate. I'm just saying if you're the Vikings.
Oh, this is dope. Kirk Cousins, 2 more years.
You sure about that, Vikings?
I like it. $33 million is kind of a bargain.
It is. They got a bargain.
You got Kirk Cousins for $33 million?
Not the way he's playing.
That's kind of a bargain.
For who? For him?
For what? For who?
For Minnesota.
Okay.
That's a going rate for Kirk Cousins.
I don't like the rate.
You know what sucks? is unless you have Russell Wilson or Brady in his prime or Lamar Jackson, like there's only about five quarterbacks, and I don't think Deshaun's in there, who you'd feel good paying that max quarterback dollar to. Unfortunately, when you get, and I'm not putting Dak in there. Unfortunately, when you get to that, Mahomes obviously is in there. When you get to that number, you're like, well, it's my turn. Give me that. Give me some of that Pat Mahomes money. Like, this isn't, I don't want to have to pay. Like, it doesn't feel great that Deshaun is making Pat Mahomes money. Not to me. But that's the way it is.
Well,
it feels like if you're the very best, you feel okay. Well, because you know that it's going to prevent you from other stuff. It's going to it now limits. It's now shrunk your cap.
No, just don't worry.
Available cap.
Whitney, get zero sacks. Here's 54. Hey, Randall Cobb, how much you want? $18 million guaranteed. There you go. Hey, Cooks. Here you go. Hey, David Johnson, you're going to be on the scrap heap.
Yeah, 1 year.
But we'll give you $12
million. 1 year.
Right. For now, it's one year.
You don't have any other money. Well, that's what I'm saying. You don't have any other money. Like, that money wasn't going somewhere else. It really isn't going to hurt you. I mean, to be honest. It's a talking point. But once it's gone, it's what happens next year and beyond is going to be critical.
Oh, Laramie
Tunsil?
That's
why Whitney.
When's Laramie Tunsil?
Yeah, but Laramie Tunsil is a premier left tackle. Whitney Merciless is a contract that's a killer. I mean, that's an absolute killer.
What about the McKinney and the Cunningham?
I would tell you, McKinney, you'll be able to get out of that.
And McKinney, yeah.
But like you were saying, we had to have Cunningham.
And we didn't have to have McKinney, too.
Well, McKinney has already been done. McKinney's going to be, I think they can get out of McKinney after next year. Next year.
We can take a look at that.
Whitney is a bigger killer to me. Giving away draft picks for Gary and Conley, a third, that's a killer. Gary Conley that's a huge disaster. Giving away a third for Gary Conley. Giving away a second for Brandon Cooks.
How much are they paying Eric Murray?
That's a disaster.
Murray?
Who?
How much are they paying Eric Murray?
Eric Murray, is it five?
Whatever.
Bernardrick.
Bernardrick's 10.
Dead cap after this season. Next season, 1.5. If they cut him.
Oh, next season?
After 2021, the dead cap will be 1.5.
Yeah, after 2021. That's what I said. So it's after. So they're going to have another year with him, and then he'll be gone.
Well, I mean, it's that if they cut him before the 2020 season, 1.5, after that is 7.75.
I don't think they have a very expensive secondary.
Actually, you can get out of McKinney after this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll be 1.5, dead cap.
Right.
Oh, after this year?
After this year,
yeah.
Oh, okay. Then I would consider him as good as gone.
Really?
Are you sure?
Yeah. You don't think they'll extend
BJ Goodson?
They just extended Zach Fulton.
You can't afford
instead
to extend
him. Out of that, they extended him.
John, you don't have any money left to extend guys.
Kyahmi Fairbairn, locked in, thank God. $4 million a year. Way to go.
Bernardrick McKinney, you have to go cheap. You have to go like fourth round linebacker, inside backer. And to be fair, you can find guys who start. Like I said, BJ Goodson is
a
starter.
Are you be able to
Landon Roberts?
Are you going to be able to go fourth round linebacker when you don't have a first or second round pick?
You may have to. Have to with Bernardrick McKinney. Well, so JJ Watt, if he walks, I mean, depending on how you handle free agency, you could get a third rounder for JJ if somebody gives him a bunch of money, which is still possible. You could see somebody give JJ a 2 year, $20 million per year deal. I think that's definitely possible. You could get a third round pick for JJ Watt if you let him walk. Let's see how they play they're going to have to play that game. They're going to have to play
the comp pick game
to start to add to their capital.
How do you get a comp? Like if you cut him, do you get a comp for that?
No.
No.
You have to let him walk.
Then how
is it not over after next year?
For JJ?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
After this year, how much longer does JJ have, John?
Here. You can cut JJ, but no, his contract goes on.
You don't get a comp for that.
No, you don't get a comp if you cut him. His contract was up.
JJ's good through 2021.
Oh, so he's got another year on that contract?
Another year. One more year. 17, but zero dead.
Yeah, but they still may not.
This year and next.
You know what? I don't think they will cut JJ. In fact, I would tell you that JJ, his cap space may not be as valuable as that third round compensatory pick. And I know that sounds crazy, but with the Texans, they got to start stacking compensatory picks, because you can now trade them. What it allows you to do is move up in drafts if you need to. And if there's one thing Bill O'Brien likes to do, it's trade to move up.
8:15 ESPN 97.5. I'll bet on that. Oh, you want to bet on it? I'll bet on it right now at mybookie.ag.
You can. A combine?
Yeah.
Draft?
Yeah.
You bet on all that stuff.
Yeah, no, you can bet on. Are you crazy? Yeah, you can bet where guys are going to be drafted. You can bet on the election. That's like 40 days away or less now. So if you want to bet on the election, let's go.
Do they have it under Civil War on mybookie?
No, they don't have bets on most riotous cities. No.
Yeah, do they have that?
I don't think they have that. Who knows? And here's the deal, is if you're looking for the best way to play and win and get paid, that's it. Great site. It's easy to navigate, easy to place the bets, easy to find exactly what you're looking for. Just hit the NFL tab, the NBA tab, the NHL, every soccer. You can even bet on stupid soccer. And all the different leagues all over the world. It's amazing how many different games they've got on there. So if you're looking for the best way to play, get paid, it's mybookie.ag, promo code radio. You put your initial deposit in, and they match it at mybookie.ag, promo code radio.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I mean, I don't know what they're looking for, Bill O'Brien. I don't know that he's going to give away the game plan. How important is the short passing game this week against the team that blitzes a majority of the time? It's going to be very important that Deshaun gets rid of the ball. And, you know, he talked about, hey, how can the offense – he was asked, how does the offensive line get better? Listen, the pressures aren't all on the offensive line. They're just not.
No.
Deshaun's hot reads, Deshaun holding onto the ball, Deshaun not making quick decisions.
Oh, running backs.
Running backs missing.
Being there. Yeah. You know, you remember the Tyrann Mathieu. That was Darren Fells, who got ragdolled by Tyrann Mathieu, is the one who got in there and created an interception. That wasn't the offensive line.
Yeah.
So, although the offense – I will say Titus Howard played better this game. He did a much better job of getting out of his stance and into his pass sets and getting to the edge with better speed. So that was good. You know the Steelers like to bring mixers where they stand and alter where they're coming from, and TJ Watt's going to be a problem. So you got to get rid of it.
Well, and here's
you got to get rid of it. You're going to have to run the ball. It's not, John, I don't think it's going to be very easy. I think we're looking at an under here. I think the Texans' defense will slow down the Steelers a little bit. And I thought they did a decent job. You and I both thought they did a decent job against the Ravens until the fourth quarter.
Nope.
And then, you know, in terms of limiting explosive plays from Lamar Jackson, they actually did a really good job. The problem is going to be, you know, can you score enough points? I think this game is going to be, what's the total? I think it should be around 42. You know what the number is?
I don't know what the number is right now. But he was asked about, you know, how important is the short passing game against a team that blitzes the majority of the time? What do you see from the Steelers defense and specifically how they create pressure? Here's the deal. They got TJ Watt on one side and Bud Dupree on the other.
And Bud started playing last year.
Yes.
Bud had been
Bud
a bust until
his
then.
Ass off
and
last
Bud
year.
Started playing.
So, well, I mean, I got to worry about TJ Watt on this side. You know what really, really creates pressure?
What?
Good pass rushers. Fast guys that can get around the end.
It helps.
And they can also bull, and they're strong and they can bull rush too or whatever. And they can play against the run. You know what that is? That's like, oh my God, look at that defense. What a great job the coaching staff is doing. Or, man, have they got really good players over there? Man, are they making good decisions in the draft? You know what the draft is, Lance? Ever heard of the draft?
I've heard of it.
Yeah. Well, the Texans haven't heard of it. They don't care about it.
So the Texans total is 45. I think it's going to go under that. The Texans are now plus 4. That's a good number. I think 4 is a good number. The Texans are due for a good game. The Steelers clearly have a defense that could cause the Texans problems. I don't like the fact that the Denver Broncos with a backup quarterback got down the field and had a chance to beat the Steelers. That can't make you feel good if you're the Steelers. I think the Texans, if they can protect or if Deshaun can get the ball out, I think they have a chance to do some things against the Steelers secondary. I'm not sure how I feel about this game. I do think the Texans...
I know how I feel. I took the Steelers at 3.5.
I don't feel great about the Texans, but I don't feel good about the Steelers, to be honest with you. I think the Texans
Juju's
have
a... Juju's up. That's a plus.
They have Deontay Johnson.
Yeah.
They have Chase Claypool's played really well out of Notre Dame. I thought he would be a great pickup for them because he's such a... He's a bruiser. I mean, he's the new style of just like Darren Waller. This guy's a... He's a 230-pound guy who runs like the wind with great vertical leap, and he's physical. They just beat up on small guys. I mean, it's a great new trend. I love that new trend. I still give the Texans a shot, though. I think the Texans have a shot. I'm not fully all in on the Steelers as a team. I'm not fully all in on Ben, but I will say this: if Ben is protected, the Texans are in big trouble.
Yeah.
I mean, that's my one big concern is how the Texans get pressure.
Where are they going to get that pressure from? I forgot.
The $54 million man.
54, Jacob Martin maybe, but not the $54 million man.
This is the week that he breaks out and hits a stat chart. Whitney's going to get a stat.
He's got three tackles. What do you want out of $54 million? He's got three tackles.
Well, that was week one. Week two, he didn't have a tackle, but...
No, I know.
I feel like...
You're asking a little much.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to predict 1.5 sacks. Mm. Four tackles. Whitney Mercilus.
I think you just,
I'm going. Boom!
He just dabbed. Tornado dab. I think you guys need to stop focusing on the numbers because what Whitney adds can't be measured in stats.
What?
On the field, his
Man
contributions.
Of the year?
No, actually on the field stuff. He does a lot of things that don't show up in the stats.
What?
Yep, that's true.
Stands there. Takes on a blocker.
Holds the edge. Point.
He yeah. What?
Holds a point.
Contains.
What? Run during fits. A pass? I don't want him holding the point.
His run fits.
Well, Lamar Jackson.
You know what? Well, no.
Hurries.
Because Ben, you know what? You got to worry about Ben coming upfield.
No, but that.
He's got to make sure. You
run
stay
fits.
In your, everybody
hurries.
Stay in your lane.
His responsibilities will change. Now he had to defend against
it's
Lamar.
Stuff that you can't see
and pass
with your
lane
eyes.
Lane discipline, everybody.
Yeah, that's right.
Lamar Jackson, lane discipline. Yes.
The stuff that you can't see.
Okay.
That's why he was more active in game one, because he didn't have Lamar Jackson to contain. Thank you.
Now, JJ, you would think...
He's coming after him now, right?
Yeah, because he's got a statue back there. Don't you worry.
All right. I'm going under on 2.5. What did you have?
1.5.
1.5 sacks and 4 tackles. Under.
Well, now, I haven't told you the juice. The under is minus 3. Under is minus 350.
Okay. Well, that's now. Okay. Yeah. That changes
it's
things.
Not even
I'm still
money.
Going under.
The over-under is a half. No, minus 180. Yes, plus 140.
Hmm. Listen, this...
No, and, we just got money. It's no is now minus 220.
You're sure that Ben can't pick you apart if you don't have any pressure?
No, I'm positive he can. I'm 100% positive he can pick you apart.
You're still in love with this under thing.
Oh, no, I kind of do like the under. I don't think the Texans are going to just move the ball at will. No. Now, Will Fuller playing helps. Will Fuller playing helps, and it looks like Will Fuller's going to play based on Bill O'Brien's comments.
He feels good about him, he said.
He didn't sound as
No, he
sure.
said he feels good about Will.
Yeah, he didn't feel as... I think we may see a little more C.J. Procise this week again, along with David Johnson.
Awesome.
They got to run it better than last week.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? They got to run it better? Is that... You think
key to
that
the
34
game.
Yards is not enough for your $12 million back?
I don't think it is.
You don't think that 34 yards is a productive day?
I don't care where they get it from. They can do jet sweeps. They can do, but they got to run it and then create a play action off of it. I don't think you can't just drop back against the Steelers. You're going to have to do some of your RPO stuff. You're going to have to do some of your zone read looks with counters off of it. You're going to have to do some things to keep them on their toes. You can't let them just put their ears back. Pin their ears back. We already saw it's a nightmare when that happens. I think Bill O'Brien, some of the stuff he said is accurate in his press conference about the offense and what they need to do. I just can't help but think he's talking about Tim Kelly. I just can't help but think he's like making Tim Kelly references. And all I can think of was, I give Tim Kelly until game four.
I think at some point this week.
You think it could be that early?
Yeah.
I think he'll let him out 4 weeks.
At some point
you're
going to see Bill O'Brien looking at the play card and calling plays.
This week.
Well, look at the last 2 weeks.
Well, yeah.
What?
I mean, but give the guy a shot. Who gets two games? Give the guy a shot. I mean, he's been Deshaun likes. First of all, I think if you take over for Tim Kelly, I think you're going to piss off your quarterback. Because your quarterback, from what I understand, wasn't crazy about OB getting in the mix late in the game, late in the week after they already had game plan installed. He wasn't crazy about that at all. And now you got quarterback under wraps, so maybe you feel like you have more power now to do what you want to do. I just wonder if the one guy that could get Bill out of here faster than anybody is Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, right. That's but he signed, so.
He signed, but it doesn't mean he. I mean, if he starts tweeting stuff publicly, that's, again, you know, he starts doing his rap lyric
stuff.
You want
to talk
about not
uncomfortable?
Good.
Bill coming in and screaming in his face you don't think that if he tweeted something about Bill O'Brien's play calling that.
Well, he's not a play caller.
Well, if he takes over the play calling or whatever, if he tweets something about Bill O'Brien, you don't think he'll Brock Osweiler him, put him up against the wall?
No. He ain't doing that to Deshaun. Get your ass kicked in that locker room.
I don't know. I don't think.
You have guys beating you down.
I think Bill O'Brien will take on the whole
locker
room.
Who do you think the locker room liked better, Brock or Deshaun?
I don't know. Brock was great in those HEB commercials.
Yeah. I mean, guys are just lovable.
Did you ever see Deshaun wear a cowboy hat? No.
No.
No, but I've seen him in the HEB. What happened to D-Hop? He's catching. One second he's catching flies, the next one he's traded. Curse.
No, ain't a curse.
How the Astros looking?
Ooh. Yikes.
We're blaming Scott from HEB?
Come on.
Oh, that's been out there forever.
JJ?
Well, injuries
four
ever
years.
Since
he's played
then?
2 years of games.
Hi, Brock Osweiler, Cowboy Brock. Oh, he's gonna suck.
Vince Wilfork. Retire. Gotta go.
I mean, listen, the evidence is mounting. I haven't seen.
Have we seen Whitney in a HEB commercial?
Who?
Have we seen Whitney in an HEB commercial?
No, I don't think so.
No,
we saw Daniel House in one.
Man of the Year.
Daniel House was in one.
He's too busy signing. He's too busy signing extensions.
It's true. Doesn't have time for commercials.
Doesn't have time for that crap. Got to get my money. Got to get my bag.
Chris Paul? Maybe State Farm he's pulling his pulled hamstring. State Farm eliminated from the playoffs by the Rockets.
Had a great year this year.
Tricked out at the end of a game.
Second State team Farm. All NBA, State Farm.
Yeah, tricked out against the Rockets late in the game. In game 7.
Second team All NBA. Thanks.
Big deal. James is first.
I'll take my money. I'm going to the Bucks now. Going to win there.
James is first. You think he'll go to the Bucks?
He might. They might do that.
Yeah, they got to deal him.
Yeah. And you don't think Oklahoma City sure would. I think the Bucks might too.
Eric Bledsoe?
Might as well.
I'd do whatever it takes to get him there. Is that the answer?
Good. So Tyler Herro can cook Chris Paul in the playoffs.
Because Chris Paul would not like
put
dealing
him
with
on the
Tyler
put
Herro.
Put him over there.
I don't know that. I don't think anybody would be scared
Tyler
of Chris
Herro,
Paul right now.
But,
but nobody's scared of the Bucks.
You got a superstar with the 13th pick. That kid's going to be a superstar.
And an all-star at the 14th pick. Yeah. A sealed all-star. A confirmed all-star. And bam.
Listen, if you don't pick in the top five, you can't get anybody. So we might as well trade all our picks away. You can't get a player, period. I know Kawhi was 18th overall. Mm-hmm. But
Giannis was a mid-round.
So what was Siakam?
In the 20s, I think.
Yeah, can't get a player.
Giannis wasn't a lottery. Well, he's a lottery pick, but he wasn't top 10.
Well, technically, Tyler Herro was a lottery pick, 13th.
Actually, Giannis wasn't. He was a 15th pick overall. That's not the lottery.
Giannis was 15th?
Gross.
Oh, my God. Good thing we weren't picking in that draft or any ever draft. Time to talk about what? Now, you know what? I'm getting all bummed out about drafts. You know what? We don't have any picks ever in any of our sports.
No sports.
No, we don't have any picks. The Astros didn't have. The Texans don't have any. The Rockets don't have any. What the hell? We have nothing to look forward to except a cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. You know what? When you don't have a draft, when you don't have a draft pick,
you can just chill.
You can chill. You might as well chill on draft day. Because there's no anxiety because you don't have any picks. You don't have anything to be anxious about. So Texas chill, baby. Cold, clean, crisp, refreshing. The official beer of not of the draft. The official beer of not watching the draft. The official beer of not having to watch the draft. That's what it is. It's the official beer of watching your team and just to go to up in flames. It's the official beer of, it's just, this is, and it's your, you know what? You might as well drown your sorrows with a cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light, baby. The world's most refreshing beer. Pick up 12 ounces of chill, 16 ounces of chill, 144 ounces of chill. Chill, baby, Coors Light.
At ESPN 97.5, we wear Boomer Naturals masks. Order now at BoomerNaturals.com and use promo code ESPN Houston for 20% off. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
833 ESPN 97.5. We haven't had calls today. What's the deal? We had one call. 713-780-3776. Maybe you disagree with some of our feelings about the draft. You're more than welcome to get in.
Oh, people who don't want draft picks? Actually, there have been people who cape up for Daryl trading the picks away. I'm okay with trading picks away, but it can't be a consistent. I just don't think it can be a consistent thing. At some point, you got to stand your ground, you pick players, and you grow your own. That you have to, from a financial standpoint and from and really from a growth standpoint, or you tend to get old as a team. If you're always buying players with draft picks and you're always, you know, in the free agent market looking for veterans, where you're overpaying veterans whose best play is behind them in any sport, you get old. You get old quick and it falls apart. Look at the Rockets from the late 90s were like that, where they traded for traded for Clyde, then they ended up trading for Charles, and before you knew it, their young players are gone. They had Eddie Johnson they brought in. They got super duper old fast. And then then you fall apart, and then they didn't really have a good core with Cat and Mobley, Mobley and Steve Kelvin Cato. Now you look at the Rockets right now, and now you got three players, you know, in their 30s who are paid, you know, good wages moving forward. Who are you growing? Where's your grow your own? You know, E.J. Tucker's older, too. Like, you got an old core.
You get Capella was your only guy. Grow your own guy.
Yeah.
Now, Daniel House.
Yeah, I mean, if he's even still there.
Well, you almost have to.
Well, even if you keep him.
He's relatively cheap. Is he a core player? He's a starter. He's a starter. And he's relatively cheap help, dude. I think it's almost impossible to get rid of him right now.
The Miami Heat are doing. You got to do like what the Bucks did.
He's got to walk in and apologize.
How many of these guys were drafted? None of your core players were drafted. Of your big core for the Rockets, none of them. James is a great trade when he was young. That is a good. It's almost a grow your own move because you did the heavy lifting to have assets ready, and then you had your ear. Like Daryl worked the phones to know that he was going to be available.
What were those assets?
They were draft picks.
Yes.
They were guys who were drafted by the Rockets.
And Kevin Martin, right? Wasn't he part of that?
Yeah, Martin was in that too.
Yeah. Wait, Lamb, you had two of the draft picks, I believe. And that's fine. You got a better, you basically traded your draft picks for a known commodity. I get that. I love that. James had lots of shelf life left.
Yeah, the Rockets traded Kevin Martin, Jeremy Lamb, and two first-round picks. Those first-round picks became Steven Adams, which is obviously good player, OKC.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Mitch McGarry, who did nothing.
And who else?
Mitch McGarry did nothing.
Rockets won that trade.
Yeah, the Rockets got Daquan Cook and Cole Aldridge and guys who never played a part on the roster, really.
No, the Rockets absolutely won that trade.
Yeah.
Now let's look at the Russell Westbrook, Chris Paul trade.
Well, we'll find out.
No,
as far as the draft picks are concerned, that's the other part of it. Who will the OKC Thunder use?
I don't care. They win.
Do they?
They've already won.
Did they?
Yes. Russell Westbrook has changed the entire organization to be a bunch of little people running around because you have got to adapt to the way he plays.
They decided
Chris Paul was here. You got to the Western Conference Finals.
Well, they decided that they had
You barely got past Chris Paul.
The decision to change the system was a Rockets thing. But you pointed out, Russell Westbrook has played with big men before.
Yeah.
And
but no, not anymore. He can't. It's impossible.
Well, according to them.
You can't have anyone over 6'2 on the floor with Russell Westbrook.
Maybe 6'8.
No,
I think 6'8 is the number.
Fact, no.
No, Robert Covington's probably 6'7, right?
Yeah, and Jeff Green.
Yeah, well, backup.
6'9.
Your backup five.
Right. Five. He's 6'9.
Well, Bam is 6'5.
He's like 80 years old. I mean.
That's true, but he's Uncle Jeff. He was pretty good.
He was really good. But the oldest team in the league. I don't even think.
I'm not saying the Rockets have a bright future. I'm not going to argue that. It's pretty bleak as far as growth potential, unless Daryl does something miraculous.
And two first rounders, and then flipped first rounders with Oklahoma City, too.
They get a.
Oh, my gosh.
They get to choose. Like,
oh, my gosh.
Two, yeah. What are they called? Pick flips? They gave those up, too? Is that what they did? Like, were they?
They have some. They also have some lottery. They have some protected picks as well coming up, but it's not. Let me tell you something. This is the first time I've seen Daryl in a spot where I think it's going to be, you know, projecting forward. He always has some kind of plan. He's always played chess from a salary cap standpoint. He understands the loopholes in the game. We'd be in trouble. Look, you're not going to win a lot of money betting against Daryl Morey's ability to field a pretty good team. And I'm not saying moving forward the Rockets won't have a team that can win some games, but I don't feel like you can get markedly better with this core. And I honestly don't know how he's going to be able to make, like, how is he going to get an influx of real talent in here?
Yeah, the trick.
I guess they have. Do they have some money?
You know, by the way, the cap. You know, he's just thrown a bunch of stuff. He got through McLemore against the wall. He threw Carmelo against the wall.
McLemore's fine.
But you see what sticks. That's all you're
not
going to
make. But he's not going to make a big difference. Like Tyler, this is why the Heat could definitely win the championship. It's when you have stuff like this happen. When a guy comes out of nowhere, and it's not out of nowhere, but when all of a sudden he elevates his game to a new level, and you can count on him. This Heat team is kind of like the 93 Rockets team where you had Dream, and Dream is better than Jimmy Butler, but you had one star. You had a bunch of fit-in pieces who just did a great job of fitting in, and they grinded. Like, they played tough-ass defense. Hmm. The Heat will defend you, but the other thing is they shoot the three well, and then they know their roles. Like, everybody knows their role, and they do their role. Duncan Robbins has a very distinct, clear role. Bam Adebayo has a very distinct, clear role. Tyler Hero is your Sam Cassell, basically. Kind of the young guy who doesn't shrink in the moment and plays with a level of swagger.
Well, Sam never had 37.
No, but Sam had that. Sam single-handedly won game three for you, it felt like, against the Knicks. Like, Sam had some swag to him.
Yeah. Well,
he was unaffected.
What was the final score on that one? 68, 67?
It was a grinder game.
Right.
But Sam hit the big plays.
Yep, he did. He's on the floor, dancing on his butt. That was nice. That was fun. That was if I'm not mistaken, that was the OJ game.
In New York?
Yeah. I was there.
I was in L.A. as the chase was going down. It wasn't even really a chase, but he was on the 91 freeway.
Were you on the freeway waving at him on the bridge?
No, but I was in the neighborhood right next to the freeway, one of the freeways.
Oh, yeah?
And you could see the choppers flying over. You can look up and, like, oh.
There's OJ.
What's going on?
Hey, OJ.
And then I went inside and, oh, that was the OJ runoff. Just copters following him down the highway.
Biscuit is here. What up, Biscuit?
Hey, top of the morning to you, fellas.
What's up, Biscuit?
Thank you.
Hey, man, and I think you guys are hitting on it, man. There's more than one way to build a team, man. And the Heat, Boston, Milwaukee, a couple other teams, Denver, are showing that you don't necessarily have to have a superstar, but you can't have any weak links. And that's what the Rockets' problem is. They got some weak links. And, you know, if you got weak links, you can be exposed, especially if your coaching is not flexible. If you put the Heat team with a different coach, they might not be successful. But Spoelstra knows who to push, who to pull. He changes defense. They're a well-coached team.
And so Spoelstra really does deserve a lot of credit. I mean,
and
he's done a good job.
He's doing a good job. And so Hero looks great over there, but if you put him on another team, he might not look so great because the coach might be hung up on, hey, just shoot threes. Or, hey, you know. But to me, with the Rockets, it's a philosophy change that's needed. You know, you can keep bringing in pieces here and there, but until you change your philosophy of playing just one way, if you're predictable in sports, you're out of there because I can design a way to stop you because I know what you're going to do. And that's the Rockets' problem to me. They have to be more flexible in their approach to the game.
Yeah, well, guess what? They don't have any flexibility now, Biscuit. They just don't.
Not that I can tell. Flexibility. No.
Well, when you've got $80 million between
you do.
Two guys.
Actually, the only flexibility you have is moving Harden.
Yep.
That's only it. Because that one could change the face of your team and the future direction. It could also drop you from where you currently are. What's more important for you, staying at the 50 some odd win mark or having more flexibility? That's an honest question. I don't know. I don't know the answer. I feel like you've hit your ceiling. You're not going to get better than this with this team. Would you be willing to take a chance to potentially fall way back without Harden for a chance to reshuffle the deck and add draft picks and add young players? Would you be willing to do that?
Add draft picks?
I would.
How many?
But it's not going to be as fun.
How many? Because you've given yours up for the next four years now.
Well, if that's the going rate, James Harden is worth. You could get a tremendous amount of draft if you just did. Well, you're going to have to make salaries match more than likely.
Better be a bad team, but if James is on it, it's not going to be a bad team.
If you find a team that doesn't, you know, that's below the cap, you'd be taking on a lot of salary. But you know, who do you want? Who would really covet James? You'd have to have somebody who really covets him, and it would be a team that wants to really change their fortunes. Like with a Sacramento.
It's a team who has not a James level star, but a star who has informed them that he's not coming back. And the one that pops in my mind all the time is the Wizards. The Wizards don't have any guarantee.
Stop trying
Bradley
to...
Beal.
Not yeah, yeah, that's right. I thought you were going to try
no,
to throw
not John Wall.
Wall at
Bradley
us.
Beal. Bradley Beal is a guy who they're not guaranteed to have him long term. James is at least under contract for a long time, so you're doing that. So you get a star-level player, not a superstar, but a star-level player. Play, you throw in some draft picks, and then you make it work however you need to make it work. But that's the type of deal, if we're doing the whole blow-up thing, but you still want to get a good player back, that's the type of deal you make. Find a team who has a star who isn't guaranteed to be there long-term. And then you have to convince that guy to sign long-term.
Then you're taking that risk.
Well, at least that risk is younger.
At least you have a shot.
And you're willing to switch the way you do things around. Either way, it's going to be a risk. You're
Anything's
trading one of the best players in
trade.
Basketball.
Yeah. When you trade, you are going to be at risk.
Yeah.
You did it with Randy Johnson when you were the Astros there, too. Looking at the stats, I'm trying to see.
846 ESPN 97.5. I'm trying to see about Texas Custom Patios. That's what I'm trying to see.
Texas Custom Patios is we're out there just last night, as a matter of fact. Kids were eating their pizza bread out there watching. Snacks likes to watch a lot of wrestling videos from YouTube on there. What were they watching yesterday? They were watching Once Upon a Time, I think. I know this. The cool weather came in, or cooler weather, and it's been fantastic on that patio. I got my furniture all cleaned up, wiped down some stuff from when we blew out the patio and you had some residual dust. I wiped it all down, got my TV ready, got my sound system ready, and I watched my games out there this last Sunday. And it's just such a great spot to have a place where the kids can go, where I can go, where the neighbor kids can come over and hang out with our kids 6 feet apart. And it's a great place to, you know, typically to host people as well. I had the guys come over and we did steaks and cocktails and beers a couple of years ago and had a great time. Having a custom-made patio from Texas Custom Patios can really set your house off and turn it into a home. It adds tremendous value to your home. And the great thing about Texas Custom Patios, they can show you exactly what it's going to look like. They can show you a house that's similar to yours and designs before and after so you can get a feel for it. And what they say is what they do. From a time frame standpoint and from a cost standpoint, they never alter their price. Whatever the price is, that's what it is. And if they have to make corrections, it's on their dime, not yours. Make sure that you check out Texas Custom Patios and check out all the great before and after shots that they've done, because I promise you, you'll see your home in there somewhere. And the value of what you get is something you almost can't measure. TexasCustomPatios.com.
This is Heisman Trophy winner, College Hall of Fame, Billy Sims, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Let it bump, though.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
So right now, the Astros are playing the Twins in the first round. Rather have Twins or A's? I think I'd rather have the Twins.
Yeah, just, I mean, not that recent history should mean so much considering what this team has been hitting this year, but I don't know if I want to watch the Astros in Oakland. I don't think it would go well.
No. I mean, I've seen enough of that this year.
Yeah, I mean, Minnesota, they might kick the Astros' ass too, but at least I feel like there's some hope if they went to Minnesota. And that's just blind hope because Minnesota might put them away too, but I don't want to see them in Oakland. It's been bad there.
Yeah, no. I'll take the Twins.
Yeah,
they play well at Target Field.
That's the other thing.
Yeah, they hit the ball.
Now who knows what that means this year? But
yeah,
at least it's not Oakland.
But yeah, but they wouldn't. They didn't have buzzers or anything going on, and they still hit.
Says you?
No, says me. That's right. I'm absolutely says me. Deshaun Watson has a 61.8 passer rating against the blitz since Week 16, which is four games.
Including playoffs?
I don't think you can include playoffs because not all the quarterbacks are.
But he didn't play in Week 17.
Right. So what the hell does that mean? How many games is that?
Two.
Well, does that Three? Count? Do the playoffs count too?
Well, that's why I'm asking, because he didn't even play in one of those weeks.
Yeah. Third worst of qualified quarterbacks. The Steelers have blitzed on 29% of plays since Week 16, second highest in the NFL. Listen. Unless Deshaun hits quick routes, picks up his hot reads, unless he doesn't. Here's Tony's question for Bob. My Bob presser question. Bill, what are you putting in the game plan to keep Deshaun from throwing his hot reads at people's ankles?
That's rude.
That's a rude question.
Yeah. What are you putting in?
Here's something. You know what they really probably need to do? It gets back to something Gruden did to the Steelers. That was Dick LeBeau's Steelers, but this is Butler, who's got, he learned from LeBeau. Sean Gruden, when he was with the Raiders, I remember, and it was the season that Rich Gannon won the MVP, he came in and just spread them out, which was an unusual concept at the time. He just went four wide the whole game. I think the Texans, I've been talking about running the football. You know what you might need to do is get their nickel and dime personnel out there, and Deshaun just quick passing. You may have to do that. So that your whole game plan may have to be the New England Patriot, Tom Brady style, Drew Brees style, quick game.
You don't think they'll be that innovative?
Listen, well, it's not really innovative.
Here's what they do. They do 11 personnel, and they do 12 personnel. This is what they do.
Yeah, but you can do 12, but you're going to have to play quick game. You're going to have to get, you can't put him in a position where he's making extended reads, because your pass protection could break down. And I think they'll get to him. I think you have to get him in rhythm early. Right. Quick game.
Okay.
That's it. That's how they got him going. That's how they got him going last week.
That's what you think is going
to happen. That's how they got him going last week at one point was the quick game to well, it wasn't quick game. It was just throwing over the middle, underneath to Akins, stuff like that.
Hmm.
Okay. But I really do think that you're going to have to hit some explosive plays. So having Fuller back would be huge. But I think they're going to have to go quick game just to keep it, keep the Steelers on their heels and really take members of the Steelers front seven off the field.
Yeah, I don't know.
Bill's done that before. That's not crazy that he could do that. He's done it before. I mean, I say Bill. You know, it's Tim Kelly and Bill, but Bill's going to be part of the install, the offensive game planning and stuff. I can't see a world where Bill O'Brien is not giving his input into what the game plan is going to be. He's got to.
So they've got Minka, they've got Edmonds, they've got Hayden.
Better Minka. Kelly Fitzpatrick. Right
Kelly.
Now, probably, I think Fitzpatrick.
No,
right
I like
now.
Kelly better.
Right now.
Kelly's better. Every day of the week.
Better than all pro first team Minka Fitzpatrick.
Yes. She's Hall of Famer.
Dell, Minka Kelly, Minka Fitzpatrick. I know who you're going to say because you're still salty because Minka Fitzpatrick forced his way off the team.
I'm not salty. But in all cases, you pick the attract the woman over a safety.
Yeah.
What are we talking about here?
Yes.
Wow. So who are you picking for sideline reporters? You just going to go with looks or are you going to actually say the people have talent?
Well, I mean,
are you going after Maria Taylor now? Is that what you're doing?
I know you're trying to paint me into a Jason Whitlock corner because racist. But I don't feel that way about sideline reporters because there are plenty of attractive women who don't have those jobs. So I'm sure they have they have talent as well.
Would you be opposed to Minka Kelly being a sideline reporter?
I wouldn't. I don't care enough. Why would I be opposed to it?
What?
I'd be fine with it.
Minka Kelly is a sideline reporter.
Who cares either way?
I mean, no, Minka Fitzpatrick.
No, he said Kelly.
Oh, Minka Kelly. Yeah. No.
Yeah.
As a sideline reporter.
What's the difference? She can go. Okay, what did my producer tell me? Okay.
Wow.
Alex
John Whitlock.
Alex Flanagan was like, a producer's dude, never fed me
dude,
questions.
Do you watch them on the sidelines? They have a producer with them.
Yes.
Yes.
That's part of it.
Right.
But they also have to go and like get real close to the bench. What they have to do is they have to create Kim Jones is very good at this. I think Kim Jones is I like Kim. And you have to go cultivate sources on teams that are willing to give you the information, like team doctors and stuff like that, so you can get. And then you just go weasel over by and just listen to what they're saying, right? You've been a sideline reporter.
I did that all the time.
What did you do as a sideline reporter to get your information? Your producer gave you information?
I didn't have a producer.
Oh, males don't have producers, Dell, but females are fed everything by producers.
Yeah.
Did you hear that? Did you hear what John Whitlock said?
I heard him, but it's not surprising.
Don't know if you've ever seen them on the side. No, of course, I didn't work for the TV. Fox Network. Right. I probably would have a producer.
There's a producer for everything.
Yeah.
Everything in TV has a producer,
right.
A field producer.
Right. Right.
That's true.
That is true.
And you
so
get
they do.
In your
they
ear.
Have producers.
Yeah.
Now,
you have
I mean, some
in your
are better
ear.
Than others. I mean, Michelle Tafoya is really good, and she gets her own information because guys trust her.
Well, guess what we can do on NFL Network? This is awesome. Before we're going to get on the air, before we're going to tape, or if it's live, just say it. Hey, how many yards has Gurley averaged over the last 3 years? And there's
stats.
There's people there. Yeah. There's two different research guys there pulling research stuff for you. Anything you want. They make you look good. Anything you want. So, yeah, TV has hair, makeup, research people. You have producers of segments that are different. You have directors and producers that are different for your different shows and stuff. Yeah, you get a lot of information. Radio, no. But what did you do to pull your sideline info?
I did it myself.
No, what'd you do, though? Did you just weasel by the bench? Did you have somebody telling you from the Texans?
No.
No one from the Texans ever helped you?
Never. I mean, if an injury happened, Kevin Cooper would come over and he'd tell me, hey, this guy's injured and he's out or he's probable to return or whatever. But that's all. They never, you know, gave stats during the game.
Did they like when you were guessing on injuries sometimes on the broadcast?
Yeah. They love that.
Well, I think looks like he blew out his knee.
What? Dell, do you know that story?
Charlie Castle, the guy in my kitchen, boy. What? I heard you said, hey, see, you don't we don't talk about injuries, but see, I heard you said something on the sidelines about somebody's injury, see? And we don't, I was like, what?
What? Charlie jumped.
But he was,
Charlie
wait,
jumped on John about an injury report he gave.
Wait, he was clutching his knee. They carted him off, and he was holding his knee, and they were working on his knee. I don't know. My guess was it was his knee. I don't know.
Stop guessing, all right?
Hey, do you know?
We don't talk about injuries on the sideline, see?
What?
That's the rule, John. Don't break the rules.
858 ESPN 97.5.
You're reading a real jerk, all right?
Oh, he got in right after a game. Right after
he came and found you.
Oh yeah, right. I mean, in the locker room, I was like, "Whoa, dude!" time to talk about Texas Star Grill
Show. Oh man! So when I am out there on my patio, I was telling you about my patio. So I've got a Memphis grill, which is unbelievable. But I love just rolling it out. I roll it out, and then I put it right outside my patio, and I start smoking. I did a brisket a couple of weeks ago, it turned out great. I do ribs all the time. Kids love that. Chicken. So I'll do chicken seasoned chicken quarters. I usually go to HEB and get that. You just throw it on there and set my temperature for that one. That's a little higher temperature. I've done smoked fish. I have done on a high heat the steak and burgers, beef ribs. I mean, I'm just telling you right now, if you need a grill, and you really need to kick your fall up with this fall sale, make sure you go to Texas Star Grill Shop. They've got people in there who know everything about all the grills, all the accessories. Extremely knowledgeable. And so they'll help match a grill for what it is that you like most. You like gas grills? They've got that. Weber gas grills. You like the wood pellet grills, which everyone is using right now? They've got Pits and Spits made right here in Houston. You want to shop local? It's one of the most durable, sturdy, best grills you can find made right here. Traeger has been at the top of the game for top of the food, top of the food chain for a long time, and they continue to innovate and advance. They've got sales there. Come by and design your outdoor kitchen if you'd like. Maybe you're looking for a brand new, ceramic cooker like the Kamado Joe, which has been sold out for most of the year, but they have two containers coming this week, so expect them to be one of the only dealers with this product. They are opening a fourth location in October, so stay tuned for their grand opening announcement. Free delivery, free assembly, TexasStarGrillShop.com. Go to the website to find one of the three locations nearest you.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save big.